Reading. Recently, AI has been gaining more and more attention due to its remarkable evolution and speed, especially the emergence of ChatGPT. There are two types of AI, strong AI and weak AI. Strong or general AI is not limited to specific tasks, but like humans, it can make comprehensive judgments based on past experience and knowledge, react to situations, and solve problems even when something unexpected arises. Self-aware AI that appeared in science fiction stories may be realized in the near future. On the other hand, weak AI, sometimes referred to as narrow AI, is designed to operate specific tasks. A robot programmed for warehouse duties, such as picking up items, cannot cook hamburgers at restaurants unless its code is changed. Most of the AI you can think of in your daily life is probably weak or narrow AI. Voice assistants like Siri are common examples, while image recognition technologies aid in diagnosing diseases from medical images like X-rays. Additionally, search engines like Google provide answers to our queries by sifting through vast databases. Weak or narrow AI has already exceeded human capabilities. A very popular example of this is AlphaGo, specifically designed to play the board game Go, which is considered one of the most complex and strategic games in the world. It defeated a professional Go player, Lee Sedol, one of the highest-ranked players in the world in 2016. It can learn 160,000 games in 3 weeks, amounting to about 30 million positions. On the other hand, it would take over 400 years for a person to play 160,000 games if they played one game per day. This suggests that even narrow AI exhibits a significant difference in learning capacity when compared to humans. When will we achieve a strong or general AI with human-level self-awareness and be capable of performing tasks that require full cognitive capabilities? The time when AI becomes smarter than humans and changes our way of life is called technological singularity. Ray Kurzweil, an American computer scientist, stated that singularity would be realized by 2045 in his book titled The Singularity Is Near, When Humans Transcend Biology in 2005. American writer and mathematician Werner Vinge, credited with introducing the idea of singularity, predicts it will happen by 2030 at the latest. We don't know when singularity will come or if it comes at all. Some worry about the disadvantages and risks of such AI. Concerns include potential privacy violations, misleading information, socioeconomic inequalities, and loss of job opportunities. Others are optimistic, believing that as AI becomes more advanced, it will support humanity so that the world will become a better place. Regardless of these viewpoints, gaining a comprehensive understanding of AI and embracing its potential seems critical.